Welcome to the Mega Power Hour featuring yours truly, Captain Hugs, and the extremely handsome North Carolinian, J-Rock 36. We are in season three. It's episode two or three. I can't remember.
Four.
But it's episode four. Thanks, yeah. James. Last season we've been known to have little green monster guys on. We've had Michael Jackson on before, the wrestler Michael Jackson. It's been great. Right, James?
Yeah, it's been very entertaining. And this is our 1 year anniversary right here.
And you know what's great? It's like, this is the intro, I know, but like I was so excited for this Halloween one. I was like, this is our Halloween episode, and J-Rock, I think, is a little more weird about Halloween than I am, I think, but I love it. I love it. So I love watching scary movies. I'll watch scary movies just about any month but December. That's reserved for, like, Elf and Christmas Story. But other than that, I'm all in. Oh, no, I just use an AEW term.
Yeah, you're slowly turning to the other side.
No.
So, yeah, I don't know about that statement that I'm and you at Halloween. Like, you have kids that you've got to dress up and go. Is Halloween canceled this year or not?
I don't think so. I mean, like some genius tweeted one time, I don't know why they'd cancel Halloween when everybody's already wearing a mask.
Was that you?
Of course it was me. Of course.
All right. So this is our Halloween episode because we didn't have one last year.
Right.
So 1 year anniversary too, so I'm hyped up about that. But the name of this episode is called what?
Halloween Madness.
Halloween Madness.
Halloween Madness. is there anything better than a great, like, Michael Myers movie?
Oh, there's plenty of stuff greater than a Michael Myers movie.
Oh, really? That is like my favorite, like, masked killer slasher thing. Like, that is.
Yeah, it's good music, but we'll dive into this later. I got nothing but, like, Halloween effects if this app doesn't fuck up, and I think we'll have fun.
That's asking a lot for this app not to fuck up, by the way.
No, I mean, like, an app that I downloaded.
Oh.
The Halloween effects.
Oh, I get it. So, J-Rock, how was your day, buddy? How have you been in the last couple weeks?
Since the episode, last one, I've been pretty good, I guess. Today, pretty good day. Went and got – I didn't do much anything. I watched some college football.
Yeah?
Hit up Arby's, and that was about it. Oh. I worked out in the morning. I worked out this morning, too. So.
Oh, there you go. Good job. All right. Well, I had something interesting happen to me today. A guy I kind of know, he stopped me. I was at the grocery store and he was like, hey, is the guy you do your podcast with, is he like a celebrity? Is he like a regular, like, radio guy? I was like, well, no, he's not. He's like, where is he? Is he like your buddy? And he just comes over to your house and do the podcast? I'm like, no, he lives in North Carolina. I've never met him before. He's like, really? He's like, yeah. And he's like, you guys seem like you're, like, right next to each other talking. I can't. And he was like shocked. I was like, I don't know how tech savvy he is. Like he just started listening to our pod, and he told me it was very funny. So.
But that's good. Welcome to the show. I appreciate all the new listeners. That's really great.
Yeah, his name is Tim Z. I told him I'd give him a shout out on the pod. He was pretty stoked about that. He listened to the birthday bash of the birthday roast of you. And when our buddy the comedian
right
yeah he was right. on he's like I can't believe some of the things he was saying to him. I was like, hey. And nothing's off limits for J-Rock.
Yeah, but, I mean, except for a couple of things, you know, but we haven't done that in a while, so it doesn't make me feel that uncomfortable. But, yeah, you just tell your friend that you just sit there and look pretty and just let me carry the show. That's how it normally goes, right?
Yeah, that's what you and my dad think. But
Oh, whoa, whoa. I've seen tweets where it's like, you're saying you're going to dump me and bring someone else onto the show.
No, that was no. That's when you like die because work. You're like,
how's that going to work when I like came up with a name and stuff like that? Like, how's that going to work exactly?
No. No. That was taken out of context. I get taken out of context a lot. All that I was saying,
it's because like, you say shit that gets taken out of context. That's why.
I know. But so it's like this. I was simply stating I was looking out for the future of the show. Since you're, you know, older than me, I was thinking, well, I better have another partner lined up just in case J-Rock kicks the bucket. That's all I was doing, looking out for.
No, that just means you start another show. That's what you do. You go start you go start your barely legal show that you want to do anyway. Okay, all right.
Oh, that was such a good name. That was such a good name, though.
Oh, it was a horrible name, bro.
Bear, B-E-A-R-L-Y, legal.
Oh, good. It'd have been 2 hours of you talking about sizes of penises. And,
and the Chicago Bears. That's why.
Coming up next, the top list of foods that look like penises.
No, I would have talked about vagina, too.
Oh, yeah. What foods look like vaginas, coming up next on the Barely Legal Show with the Captain. And you'd be like, taking a break off there, like, God damn, I miss J-Rock.
Yeah, I know. But that Barely Legal thing, though, like somebody's going to take that name and run with it. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Whole premise was, like, we were going to talk Chicago Bears and, like, sex stuff. And that's why it was, like, Barely Legal, B-E-A-R. I hope everybody's getting it, like, oh, I see what
it just means. It just gives, if you hear the name, you think other stuff, like the magazine and stuff like that. I don't want any part of smut, okay?
Of like a bear magazine?
No, like Barely Legal magazine. There's a magazine out there called it.
Oh, is there really? Oh, you know more about porn magazines than I do.
Sure I do.
Anyway, so
this from a guy that gets Cornfield Sluts Weekly, right, about in the mail.
Cornfield Sluts Weekly is a wonderful publication. Don't ever say anything bad about that.
did you get any feedback from like family members that actually listened to some of the jokes on your roast or no?
No. All my family members do when they listen to their parts on the show and then they shut it off. So if they're not on the show, I don't think they listen.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's
very very supportive family members you have there.
I know. I love
besides dad. Dad's great.
Dad don't listen to shit unless he's on it.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know. So
Dad, yeah. You gotta listen to everything, Dad.
Yeah, I know he does, but he doesn't. Only old Rob. Only Rob's part. Anyway, so other than that,
look, you need to trademark that Barely Legal before someone steals it on the timeline.
Someone's gonna steal it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, Tim Z commenting on the show has been the highlight of my couple weeks. I live in eternal darkness. Nothing will ever be good ever again. So there we go.
What?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay.
I'm saying, was that a tweet or?
No, No, it's not. It's not a tweet. That was just me talking.
Well, does your friend follow the show? Like on the page or no?
No, I don't believe he has a Twitter. I don't think so. I barely know the guy. I just kind of mentioned I had a podcast and he was like, I'm gonna listen to it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, sure. You know, that's good. He said he was going to and he did. I got friends that say they're going to and they don't. So
yeah, what is with that?
I don't know. They probably not think it's gonna be any good. I'm not sure. Yeah, but I don't know. I just tell them straight up, you know, don't listen to the first two and listen to everything else. Everything else don't is
listen
cool.
to the first. Every time we say that, people are like, what is up with the first two? And then they go and listen to it. You know,
it's like, shit. Okay. It's like we're reading off a script, like we're trying to read out loud. Hi, my name is J-Rock, and this is the Captain.
And the butt sex is very good. See, that was kind of the first episode type stuff. But anyway, did you watch the new Borat film?
Yes, I did. I watched it last night.
And?
I mean, it's not as good as the first.
I agree with you. Yes.
It's just no. It was you weren't going to top the first.
No, you'll never top the first. I mean, it had its moments where it had me laughing pretty hard.
I think I like Sacha Baron Cohen. I like the characters that he plays, even the Bruno character that me, my brother, and Monk actually went to go see in a movie theater. It was like one of the gayest movies ever.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, very gay. Yeah.
And it was like six or seven people in the theater.
You remember that part in the movie where it just like. I don't know if it's his dick or somebody's dick is just flopping. Like, I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, like, it was what just, the hell?
It was just like, hey, you know.
I'm pretty sure I took my wife to go see that years ago. And I was like so excited to see it.
Well, the wife loved my jokes on the roast.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Very good.
They're very good.
Yeah, right. Okay. Let's get into some NFL stuff. Our beloved Chicago Bears are 5-1 after a hard-fought win over the Carolina Panthers. Shouldn't have been as close as it was, but it was that close. Eddie Jackson gets screwed again. And you know what? You better not tag that person I pissed off the other day in the you know what I mean. Like I hope that we're still friends, you know. I bet she doesn't listen to our show anymore, but I hope she does listen to us again. Like, it was all in lighthearted stuff. Like, I never took a tweet of yours kind of negative towards me seriously, like, you know. But anyway, okay,
so you're being okay. You just want to be vague. Well, that's cool. We can do that.
I mean,
but anyway, what's that got to do with the Panthers game?
Well, I think it was that day. It was that day that people were. It was before that. Like, you know, like it's just like sometimes people on Twitter, and that's not just her that I'm talking about. It's like they can talk shit. They talk shit, right? But then, like, when someone gives it back a little bit, they get all butthurt about it. It's like, well, what? Like,
that's just kind of people in general.
I know.
Basically,
I feel like I talk a lot of shit and I get a lot of shit, but I feel like I take it pretty well. Like there's nothing.
Yeah,
like,
you. I mean, like, in the past while, you really haven't been talking a lot of shit, but you've been taking a lot of shit, and It's pretty funny. You do take it quite well.
Well, that's because it's just like it's nothing like super, super personal.
No.
You know, it's like, and it's the internet. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's like, don't take it so seriously.
You know, it's you're talking about the opposite. You're talking about the opposite sex, and it's a different.
Listen,
It's different mechanisms and shit going on in their heads and how they feel and their emotions. And I'm not trying to tackle any of that stuff right now.
I know. And you know what? You're so right about the opposite sex. I'm trying to be good, you know, and I'm failing at being good. I don't know.
Good at what?
I don't know.
The
just,
women?
Just being...
Like, knowing them?
Knowing the opposite sex. And, like... I don't know. Just...
No, you're never going to figure that out. Never going to figure it out. But, I do know, like, if you're gonna talk smack, you got to be able to take it. That's just how it goes.
Exactly.
Just how it goes, okay? Yeah. Last night, I got drunk. And I posted a lot of bull crap on the timeline.
I saw some of that. Yeah, that was pretty funny, actually.
But that's cool. I got my feelings and stuff. But, you know, that's just me. You can't take it so seriously, the internet. You got to be able to joke around. So
I know. And that's what I, like, I feel bad sometimes, like, when I give somebody else shit, and then they get all feelings hurt. And I was like, well, I thought that we had this kind of relationship where this could happen. But
I've never seen you rip anybody's fucking ass out over anything, really.
No, that's not me. That's not me. Like, but my personality is that, like, I will tease you. Like, if I like you, I'll tease you. You know, like I'll just do silly shit. Nothing like personal serious stuff. Anyway.
Right.
Anyway. So
all right, so we're 5-1.
5-1 is Chicago Bears. Very good.
Well, yeah. Like I said, this is every game, okay? Every Bears game until they get respect and the refs start respecting their defense and letting them play the way they are, this is going to keep happening, right?
Right.
Like they threw a PI flag just to get Carolina to score so it wouldn't be a blowout and keep them close.
Right.
And it just always seems to Santos hit a 55-yard. That was unbelievable.
I couldn't believe it. Like, there's no way in hell he's going to make that. It would have been good from, like, what, 60, I think. Well, maybe not
right.
57, 58, but.
Right. So, are you playing fantasy this year?
No fantasy. First time in, like, 10 years.
So, I'm playing right now, right? And, like, a couple weeks ago, I called out the big dog that's, like, undefeated. And he won the league last year. I'm like, who's going to take this guy down? Well, I got what I deserve. Well, I didn't know the next week I was going to be playing him, actually. So I was playing him, and both of our guys, all of our guys on both our teams were shitting to bed. They were just awful. And I gave him his first loss, okay? So I feel great about that.
Huh.
I might not win my league because I always have meltdowns where I lose like 5 in a row or whatever. Yeah. But as long as my actual football team is winning, then it's a wash for me. I don't really care.
That's the thing. It's like I've just –
But right now they're both doing really good right now. So, you
know. Yeah. Okay. So we are 5-1. The Packers got blown out, like 38-10. They didn't even look interested in that game, which was pretty nice to see. The Cowboys got their shit kicked on national.
What? What is up with them?
Okay. Can you explain to me how Mike McCarthy breathes in that mask? Do you see how tight that mask is? Like, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've noticed it.
I don't know
if the Cowboys play tomorrow or whenever they play. Take notice of how freaking tight that mask is on him.
Do we play Dallas?
I don't know. I hope so.
I don't know, but like the showdown for my fantasy was I had Kyler Murray and I had Tariq Hill and he had Zeke and Andy Dalton and Tariq Hill shit the bed. He only had like 5 catches and he gave me no points. And I was going against Dalton and Zeke with Murray and I pulled it out because Andy Dalton is just atrocious.
Right. He's got great hair. He's like got the best red hair I've ever seen on a person. Is that weird? I noticed that.
Yes,
yeah, it's weird. He says it's weird.
You just love noticing guys' hair.
I know, but I'm just jealous. You know, I'm like holding on to my hair as long as I can. But anyway.
Hold on loosely.
Hold on loosely. Don't let go.
So we're past the football. Let's go on to the.
You don't think people are interested in football as.
I don't know. They don't really listen to us for football because like there's a million other football pods on the timeline.
I know
that they choose to listen.
We got
to.
A shout out on at another Bears podcast. We both were mentioned.
That's because we responded, and that's what happens when you respond on a podcast page.
G,
I'm calling GW out right now about getting a shirt with our face.
I know. He's like, I don't want to look.
It's 2020, man. Come on.
It's $15. Yeah, he's so concerned about looking gay.
Yeah, because no one's going to think you're gay.
I know.
Okay?
Like,
it's not going to happen. You're the manliest guy ever. On Earth besides HBK, all
right? Besides HBK, right.
he said he doesn't have a shirt yet. I'm like, I hope it's both your faces because I'll buy it and I'll wear it.
I know. I would buy it. I saw that too. I was like, oh, damn. He bought a Lakeshore Live shirt. I was like, I put a GIF of a Mugatu spilling his latte. I was like, what the fuck? But anyway.
Yeah, maybe it'll come around. Maybe we'll make a special logo just for him not wanting to look gay when he's walking through the streets in New York. So he won't get like, you know, beat up and stuff. All right. We're looking out for you. Okay. Tough guy.
We love you, GW. We do. You guys and Raul do a great job together.
Yep. Agreed.
Yeah. Okay. So we have a finally have a pay-per-view coming tomorrow. Finally. It's like every Sunday night I'm like walking around like in a circle like, can we please have a pay-per-view? Because I want something to watch on TV. And I actually think this is going to be amazing. The Roman Reigns, Jey Uso things continues. Obviously, Roman Reigns is going to win. But it's going to be a great story. We got Sasha Banks and Bayley going for the SmackDown title. And Bayley has held it like the second longest of anybody. And she's never going to catch Moolah because Moolah held it for like 20,000 days or something like that. I don't know. That's when promoters really didn't give a shit about women's wrestling because they never changed the title, like ever. Like there was nothing compelling about it. It was just you take the title for 50 years and when you die, you can we'll give it to somebody else. That's kind of like,
well,
I shouldn't say that.
Moolah was prominent. Moolah, let's give Moolah some credit here. She was good, all right. And back then, like she trained a lot of great ones too. But she was also like, you'll watch the Dark Side of Ring stuff or whatever. She was kind of jealous, all right. She didn't want other girls getting over on her. So, yeah. But she was the Hogan of the women's division for a long, long time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she was. Did you happen to catch SmackDown a couple weeks ago when Bray Wyatt, The Fiend, and Alexa Bliss were out and then Retribution came out? Did you see that part?
Yeah, the Retribution got buried because The Fiend beat all. Correct.
See, that's the thing, is that the Fiend is an unstoppable character, okay? He's unstoppable.
I think the fiend is kind of growing a little bit old.
No, you are what?
Yeah,
No.
The Fiend character is kind of running its course.
Oh
right
my
now,
God, are you serious? Hold on, just 1 second. I think we're getting a call on the Captain and J Rock Show. Just 1 second. Hello, who is this? So you're on the Captain and J Rock Show. It's Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. J-Rock, can you hear him okay?
I can hear him okay. What's going on, Mr. Mark?
Oh, not much. I'm just watching the Michigan game and just figured I'll call in and say hi.
Well, we were just starting to argue about wrestling, and I just want you to know that Michigan, I call meat chicken. Meat chicken. Meat chicken. Say it real fast.
I've never heard that before.
Say it real fast, Mark. Meat chicken.
Meat chicken.
There you go, Michigan. Anyway, you'll never believe what J-Rock just said. I'm actually appalled. Do you want to know what he just said?
Go on, let's hear it.
He told me that he thinks the Fiend character is getting old. Now tell him how wrong he is.
Seen enough of the Fiend to judge on that. I've only seen a lot of recently, so I can't really comment on that. It wouldn't be fair for me to do that.
Okay, so you are on my side and you agree with me that J-Rock has lost his mind.
I think it was kind of, but yeah, I mean, I have seen that Alexa Bliss is with him now.
Yes, the beautiful Alexa Bliss.
I've seen that, and I think that would be interesting.
So, we're going to talk about
why didn't they put Alexa Bliss in the B Sister Abigail way before all this shit? This has been 4 years in the making.
That's called long term storytelling, my friend, and everybody loves it when New Japan has long term storytelling. Everybody loves it, but when WWE does it, no one likes it. Right, Mark?
They never had Alexa. We're not booking Bliss for that.
There is something I have to say on this, actually.
Okay.
And I know in wrestling, like football and ourselves are passionate about, we like to always stick up for our companies.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And even when they do something we don't like, we stick up for it.
Exactly.
Right? But
yes?
I love wrestling since I was a little child.
Right.
But even I stopped watching WWF for a couple of years in the 90s because I didn't enjoy it.
Yes, me too.
And I think sometimes we have to step back and say, listen, I like such and such a company, but I don't like this. And I think it's okay to say that. It doesn't make you disloyal or a bad fan. You're just being honest.
Mark is being the voice of reason. I don't know if he's like subconsciously talking to me or if he's talking to J-Rock. I don't know. But he's being the voice of reason.
He's just talking to me,
right?
Because I was reading the comments about the MJF and Jericho musical video, and I thought that was fantastic.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't literally expecting that. And we don't have to bring WWE into that.
I agree 100%.
They never did it. And all I read on social media was WWE fans chipping in. Vince did this, or Vince was Vince's idea. They didn't do it.
Well,
we have to get out of this idea that they were going to do it.
I agree with you, Mark. I do. It's and I'm at fault of that too, because I 100% said if WWE would have done that, J-Rock probably would have been shitting on it, but he didn't like it. So I have to be fair to J-Rock. He said he didn't like that segment. Okay. But it's but everybody else that said they liked it, if it was done in WWE, they would have hated it. So you're right about that, but that's the reality of the situation.
It would have depended who did it. If it was a couple of big names, it depends who would have done it.
Yeah. Right.
But if it was The Fiend and Alexa Bliss doing it, or Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre did it.
Yes.
Who knows?
Yeah, right. J-Rock, you still with us?
Yeah, okay. Buddy.
Hey, Mark, I you have the WWE Network. I need you to like watch some of the Fiend stuff, like his first match with Finn Balor, like his very first entrance. The crowd was going nuts. Like, it was just amazing.
I would do that. I've actually been watching some of the Hell in a Cell because it's the pay-per-view tomorrow.
Yes, Hell in a Cell. You going to watch it?
I'm going to flip between that and the Sunday Night Football, yeah?
Yeah, okay, good. And you know what? We should have you on again as a regular guest again. What would you think about that?
I would love that.
Okay, all right. All right, we're going to set that up with you, and we're going to have you on again, like, as an actual guest, not just a call-in.
I was actually calling because you mentioned about Halloween and ghost stories.
Oh, you got one?
I've actually seen a ghost 3 times.
Well, tell us about it.
When I was 10, I was on a school trip to London.
Uh-huh.
And I was on the 50th floor of the Boy Scout headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to sleep, and in the window, there was a silhouette of a tree.
Yeah.
Appeared, and a man just stood there with a 1930s suit on and a 1930s hat on, and it just was there for 2 minutes.
You saw this looking out the window.
Yeah, the room just went cold.
Ooh. Ooh. Mark, I just want to tell you that I 100% believe you, because I'm 100% into this ghost shit. I promise you. And that is a creepy story.
And also, since I was a child, I don't know if I'm spiritual in the way that I can talk to the ghost when I close my eyes. I can literally see faces, like human faces, looking at me with physical expressions.
Wait a minute. Go back. Wait a minute. Go back. You can see demon faces when?
When I shut my eyes.
You really? Yeah. Right, so what do you attribute that to?
I don't know if I'm a psychic or anything like that, but I have since I was a child. It used to scare me at first, and I still see it to this day, and it doesn't really bother me now.
Wow. That would bother me.
But now, and yeah, and my dad passed on 8 years ago now.
Yeah.
And the little boy met him twice.
Your son?
Yeah, we went over to visit my mum and dad twice.
Okay.
And my dad only seen him twice.
Okay.
So not a lot.
Yes.
But when we got back to the States and I went back over for the cremation, I've seen orbs.
You've seen orbs? I don't orbs. Can you orbs are like little white balls of light, something like that, right Mark?
Yeah.
See, that's what a lot of people think, like, spirits are made of, and that's how they manifest, is through orbs.
Like, I've seen them as clear as day.
Oh, over your dad burial ground.
Yeah.
Do you think that's your dad?
Yeah. Like Matthew's seen them.
Yes.
And he's not even been scared by it. And when I saw them, I never felt scared.
I mean, yes. I mean, that's good, because I would think that, like, if, like, you know, whenever, hopefully years from now, when my dad passes away and I see a spirit of his or an orb near his gravestone, that I'll feel like comforted almost. But yeah, wow.
You do, because whenever I take photos of him on Christmas or his birthday, I still see him now.
Wow.
And it's incredibly reassuring to know that he's, like, looking out for you.
Right. Wow, that's a good story, Mark.
Yeah, oh, there is one more thing, too.
Okay.
And they do say confession is good for the soul. And what's this Dollar General Dave Meltzer page about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, it's the Mega Hour second page you made when the first one was hacked.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the second Mega Hour page you made became a Dave Meltzer parody page.
I know, and it is the weird.
So who took over that page?
I guess Dave Meltzer did. I don't know. I'm at a loss, really. Like, it's shocking to me.
Really,
Mark, really.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh, really?
I think you got sniffed out.
I know, but it's
really?
I'm at a loss for words with that account.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it is good for the soul, and since I have no soul, you'll hear no confession from me.
and if it's to get more fans of the Mega Hour page, it's a really good plan. I take my hat off to it.
Okay. Mark, that was a really good phone call. Your ghost stories gave me a little bit of the shivers. I got a little bit of the goosebumps going on. The demon thing is that's heavy stuff. So
I do want one of those Halloween shirts as well. I figured, to save me messaging you, I'll take one of the Halloween shirts and I'll PayPal you later.
Okay, well, that's amazing. And hey, keep listening. Listen to the show, because your name is entered into the Halloween Havoc T-shirt.
If I win that T-shirt, I'll be absolutely chuffed a bit.
Well, you're in the hat with about 30 other people, and Mark, I don't want to pull for anybody, but I am pulling for you. I want to draw your name. Okay.
That's very kind of me, because I've never won a thing in my life.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, thank you so much for calling, and I can't wait to see the picture of the Halloween shirt.
Okay, magic.
All right, bye, buddy.
All right. Good night, fellas.
Good night.
Later, Mark.
Outstanding individual, that Mark.
The, the Halloween Madness shirt, by the way, for a limited time only, which the cover is originally the Reanimator movie cover.
I wondered what that kind was.
One of my favorite horror flicks that we'll talk about it later on the show. It's a badass shirt. I'm going to get one as well. Yeah. And I'm going to walk down the streets and not be worried about being gay. Like,
that's such a good feeling. Just not worried about being gay. poor GW, man. Feeling. He's such a good guy. We're giving a bunch of shit, but he's funny.
Yeah, so that was some interesting stuff.
Yeah. There's some drama going on there, by the way. I was like, saw a tweet today. I was like, oh shit, I'm staying out of that.
Oh, what?
Something about
leaving. Oh, no, I was talking about
something
the phone
about
call.
Leaving a company and what?
Oh, I was talking about the phone call that he's had. The demons and stuff. And
oh, yeah, that, man, that would be rough.
So here's the deal that I have. I've told you about the idea I have for Mark. We got to get him set up on his own YouTube show, his channel.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas, like, he's just commenting on pictures of food that he likes and stuff. I think it'd be, like, a big hit, honestly.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, if anybody comes on and steals the idea and gets Mark to be a big-time star, like, you owe us at least 20% of his
exactly.
Earnings.
PayPal the Mega Power Hour, and I'll split it with you 50-50. Yeah. So, WWE Hell in a Cell. Do you think Sasha Banks beats Bayley this time, or do you think that Bayley retains?
I mean, Bayley's been the longest running champ. I think she retains. But, like, honestly, I haven't been watching WWE like I should, so I might check out the pay-per-view tomorrow.
Bayley has been a great women's champion. Her heel run has been really good. Like, if she retains, like, I'm fine with that because, like, her character was such like a bleh, like she, you know, hugs everybody and her music is, you know, is that right. But her heel character is really good, so if she
think Roman Reigns is carrying the product right now,
Roman Reigns character is amazing. Like I actually ordered like a shirt to wear to the gym. It's like a sleeveless hoodie type thing. It says wreck everyone and leave. Like, I love that saying, and I love that shirt, and I ordered it. I haven't got it yet, but I ordered it.
You can't wait, huh? I can't wait to just go in the gym and wreck everything.
Like, go in there and just like look like a badass to everybody.
Man, look at my fucking workout gloves, man.
I need to get new workout gloves, by the way. They got like holes in it, and like I'm getting calluses. I just don't want to go anywhere. That's the thing.
Jesus, you don't want to go anywhere to get gloves or to get because you got calluses on your hands.
Don't
look
at my hands. I'm ugly. Don't do it. Oh, God. Okay. Side note, my dad has not stopped texting about the Northwestern Wildcats. God, I don't care. Okay. They're winning by 27, I guess.
Who they playing?
I don't even know, but my dad is super stoked about it. Okay, so the Jey Uso Roman Reigns thing is going to be great. Okay, let's go on to a little bit the AEW Jericho MJF segment. J-Rock, since you are a bona fide AEW fan, what are your thoughts on that segment?
Okay, so I was wondering how the angle was going to be, like what they were going to do. All right. So, the Jericho MJF segment. I was wondering how they were going to pull it off, and it ended up turning into a song and dance routine, and I wasn't a fan of that.
What? I don't get why the song and dance routine, like what, why was that okay to do?
They beats me. I have no clue. I don't know. I mean, I guess MJF can sing, so that's cool. And maybe they were doing a like a Rat Pack reference or something, but like I wasn't, I'm not a show tunes guy. I don't like musicals. I don't like any of that stuff. So we're sitting there watching it. Even my chick is like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, I have no clue. I was waiting for Jericho to like, you know, do his elbow move on him or, you know, do something.
Right.
No, didn't happen. They were just, dancing and singing. All right.
Huh. Well, I mean,
don't know whose influence is on what. I think MJF was losing. He was the only like trooper out of the whole company. And I just think it's, I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people did not like it. So
a lot of people love it too.
Well, I'm sure. But I like that was the most hate I've seen AEW get.
That was a lot of people loved it also. And if you love it, then that's cool. God bless you. All right. But I didn't like it.
I saw a little clip of an AEW wrestler. I don't remember who it was. It was a tag team match, of course, because that's all AEW does.
That's not all they do. They got a singles tournament right now for a shot at a champ.
Yeah, but their tag team titles are like their world title. Someone just got knocked out. Who was that?
Oh, some dude from the Dark Order, I think.
Oh my God. Like he was just like out. I don't get it. Like, and then like nothing was done about it.
And there's 20 guys in the ring.
Yeah, but they didn't know that looked like a light. I don't know. I can't.
Do you ever really know if they're out because they're on the mat and they're supposed to be out? You know.
I know, but
they're not supposed to be flopping all around like a fish.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I know. I don't know. It was just weird how the referee didn't check on them.
It's cool to second guess on live TV afterwards after you're rewatching and stuff. And
you're right. You're right. I agree with you.
But like, I thought the Dynamite episode as a whole was good up until that point with Jericho MJF.
Okay.
And then it was just like I kind of tuned out. I was like I couldn't believe they'd done that. But
see, this is the first time I've actually seen you disappointed in AEW. which is weird
with that part.
Yeah.
Well, the singles tournament was great. That was Rey Fénix versus Penta. Uh-huh. And Rey Fénix won, but he's injured now, so it's going to be Penta and Omega. And Omega came out, meaning business, and squashed his opponent.
Yeah,
in like 30 seconds. I like seeing that, and I like seeing the memes going around with that face that Omega's doing.
No, that is funny. I did a couple of them, but
you're not allowed to do those.
I know, okay? You said that, and I was like, but I don't even know who that is, so it's okay.
But you do. You just play dumb.
I know, exactly. Is there any AEW news that you want to talk about?
Well, they announced a couple matches for Full Gear next month, and it's Eddie Kingston versus Moxley in an I Quit match, and the Young Bucks versus FTR, which is going to be pretty good.
Wow.
I think Cody versus Orange Cassidy for the TNT title.
Yeah. Okay.
And right now, I think the tournament is up in the air. It would be the finals of the tournament, singles tournament, to get a shot at the title will be on Full Gear. So I'm guessing it's going to be Omega versus Hangman. But Wardlow is my dark horse here. It could be Omega versus – I think Omega's going to get a shot. That's just personally what I think.
I don't know why Omega hasn't been the title holder yet, but whatever.
It's a catch-22 because people's like, he's the VP or whatever he is with the company. He shouldn't get it. And then it's like, well, he's washed up in his former self, which you like to do, even though you don't watch him wrestle. And people go with all these different narratives. He's going to kick it up a notch, and you're going to see what Kenny Omega is made of.
I hope so, because he's been a shell of himself. AEW.
No, he's not. Where do you get this from? Where do you get this crap from?
Even the diehard
what
AEW
WWE
fans
message
are saying, like,
do you
he's not,
be
he's
out
not
on.
Like he was in New Japan. It's like, you know what? But maybe this is onto something, because like Kenny Omega comes from New Japan and Shinsuke Nakamura comes from New Japan, right? And they both say they're not, well, they're not the same as they were in New Japan. Like, you know, like, here's the thing is, like, I think sometimes people romanticize New Japan a little too much, okay? Because Kenny Omega is, he's a big star in, he's a big star in AEW. He's a big star in the wrestling world. And so is Shinsuke Nakamura. And Shinsuke Nakamura has literally done everything in the WWE except win the world title. And people are like, well, he's not the same. Like, see, it's just, you know, I, like, stop sucking New Japan's balls for a second, IWC. Okay? That's all I got to say.
Well, you could take your time out of your day and watch a few of their matches, and then maybe you might like it. Maybe you might not. I don't know.
I mean, I watched Jericho and Omega.
That was 4 years ago, though.
Was it really?
I sent you that link. Yeah, it was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh,
it was a long time.
Oh, my God. I remember you and I talking about that match.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Via DM, because like we were scared to talk about it on the timeline because people would just chastise us and make fun of us.
Right. We were like, oh, God, we can't let them know we're wrestling fans.
This is our deep, dark secret. Yeah, GW, I understand you now, bro. We were talking about wrestling in DMs years ago.
Yeah, we were. I remember I sent you a picture of my kids with Seth Rollins through DMs. Like we were talking about wrestling then.
Yeah.
And you like sent me a picture of your Intercontinental title belt and everything like that. I was like, oh my God, this guy's awesome.
Yeah. So, well.
But now we're out of the closet.
I like Wardlow a lot. I think he needs a shot. I think he needs to be a face.
Yeah.
They got a lot of big guys that are all heels except for Luchasaurus. I think he's the only face that's a – I think he's the only big guy that's a face is Luchasaurus.
Well.
I'm pretty sure he's the only face. And you have – you got Cage, he's a heel. And then you got Archer, who's a heel. You got Miro, who's a heel.
Miro, who hasn't done anything. Like, this is the thing. Like, AEW doesn't know what to do with Rusev.
But maybe this is his idea. Maybe it's his idea.
This is where AEW needs a Vince McMahon to tell him, no, this is stupid.
Well, I wouldn't. I could see Miro turning on Kip Sabian. Honestly, I hope it does happen.
Yeah, maybe.
Because why else would you pair him up with Kip Sabian? Even if they like to play video games. Well, pair him up with any fucking body in the world because everybody likes to play video games.
Yeah, that's true. But you don't play video games.
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, I'm...
Do you want to draw for the Halloween Madness? The Halloween Havoc?
The Havoc.
Okay.
Do it.
I've got a hat. I've got all the names in there. I am getting in the hat right now. I'm pulling out a winner right now. J-Rock. Now tell me, I've got a winner in my hand. Do you want me to put it back and draw another, or do you want me to keep this one?
Keep it.
Keep it. He says keep it. Okay, hold on just 1 second. Okay. People are going to think that this is weird. Okay, because... I don't even know if I should announce this because it's going to seem like it's not real because I don't know. J-Rock, what do you want to do? Because the guy that just called in, he won.
Well, that's the luck of the draw.
Yeah, but I just said I was pulling for him to win and I pulled his name out of the hat.
I think we should give it to the guy that the first name that you pull out of the hat.
Okay.
Or lady. I don't think any ladies retweeted
Mark,
that, but you know.
Mark, you won the shirt.
Holy shit. It was Mark. He won.
Okay, like
Mark.
I wish I could take back what I said about how I was pulling for him and everything like that because now this looks weird. I don't. God, can I draw again? Do you want me to draw again?
Why? Because we're going to take a free shirt off of him because he happened to win.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I won, Mark. Okay. All right, Mark, you won the shirt, buddy. I'm happy for you. I really am happy for you.
Hey, dreams do come true. He says he's never won anything, so here we go. You got it.
Oh my God.
Coming to your house.
Yeah. Just
congratulations.
Just let the Mega Power Hour know. Mark, you gotta tell us your address again. I delete DMs. I've got yelled at about deleting DMs before by people.
Right.
But I delete DMs, so yeah. Just let us know
it's all good.
Address so we can send you the shirt, the Halloween Havoc, and the.
Halloween Madness
one. Yeah, so awesome. Are we?
He's gonna have two shirts coming in the mail. Derek,
we have a guest on the show. Is he here or is he on yet or what?
No, not yet. I don't think people have gotten up with him yet.
Okay.
So we can go into the other part of Halloween Madness.
Halloween
the movies.
The movies.
Halloween Madness. All right.
Okay. So, why don't you give me your top horror movie list? You go first.
Oh, geez. Oh, me go first. Okay. So, I think I got a like 10 or 12 that I'm going to come down off my list. Top horror movies for J-Rock. Yep. All right, you ready? All right, so number one is going to be The Exorcist for me. And that movie scared the shit out of me when I was a kid at least 3 different times. Watch it alone in the dark. And tell me you don't get like
freaked out,
you know, you don't get like the little chill bumps on the back of your neck, your hair don't stand up. Based on a true story, even it was a little boy instead of a little girl that happened to. And there was a lot of freaky shit that happened when they were filming the movie also. So,
oh really?
And then, yeah. Oh yeah. So, number two, I think number one is like Exorcist for me, and then the rest just fall all, you know, you can be a bunch them up and let them or number them however you want to. Okay. Nightmare on Elm Street, the original, pretty good movie. Fright Night, that I just watched, not the remake, not the shitty remake, because they make a bunch of shitty remakes. Have you ever seen Fright Night? Okay. Well, there's a character on it that's one of the friends of the main character. His name was Evil. His name should have been annoying because his laugh is fucking annoying. His face is annoying. And his voice is annoying. That's just something I just noticed recently after I watched it last week. Friday the 13th,
part two. Jason is the killer. Why is that so scary?
I mean, because it, like, Jason's.
Is that revenge. Did he has like a bag over his head in that one? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Like a burlap sack type stuff.
Well, yeah, because like in the first one, his mom was like really the killer.
Yeah, I've never seen the first one.
Well, it makes more sense than fucking Halloween. Okay.
Actually, no, it doesn't, but go ahead.
Actually, yes, it does.
Michael Myers killed his was crazy and killed his sister, and then it just evolved from there.
No, it wasn't crazy. No. This is what I don't understand. You can't just say he is pure evil. No kid is pure evil, bro. It doesn't happen like that. Something's
have you ever
to
known?
Happen.
Like, yes, Mr. Aaron Rodgers. Yes.
All right. Is he the son of Satan? Well, no. Okay. No, he's not. All right. Well, okay. Is he like a demon child? No. Oh, no, he's not. Okay. Is it was he tormented as a kid? Because in the original was
it
he was
seems
not.
Like he came
no,
from
he
a loving
not.
Family, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So how the fuck does he end up the way he is? I'm not believing John Carpenter, just because you say he's pure evil doesn't fucking mean it. Okay. It doesn't happen.
Some
like
kids
that.
Are evil. I mean, trust me. Some kids are
bullshit. Yeah, they're assholes. They're not evil. They don't want to kill everybody in sight.
That's true.
So why doesn't make any sense? The reason why, like Halloween 3, Return of the Witch, was trying to tell a story, a shitty one, to tie all the stuff in. And yeah. Anyway, it still boggles my mind. I don't understand. I don't even want to take time to understand because no one really explains
it. Okay. Yeah, you got a point. I'll go with you.
They just say, oh, he's evil. He's just pure evil. That's it. That's the end of the story.
He's going to take it for its word. Like, okay, he's evil. Let's watch the movie. Well, this kid's fucked up. He's killed his sister. Let's go.
That's it. That's all that you need. All right. So, American Werewolf in London.
London, okay.
The transformation scene back then was like top notch. It was pretty cool. The Howling Part 2.
Halloween Part 2?
No, the Howling Part 2. Okay. Yeah. I was kind of a big Werewolf Mark growing up as a kid.
A Werewolf Mark, okay.
The second one was a little bit better because there was some good scenes in that. Reanimator, which is the cover of our t-shirt, the adjustment of our t-shirt. It's about a medical student that comes up with a serum to make the dead come alive, and they're just zombies. And it's pretty good. It's tongue in cheek, kind of like Army and Darkness.
Oh, is that kind of satire type stuff?
Or like, yeah, it's like it's tongue in cheek. It's pretty. I like it, man. I watch it every Halloween. It's like a tradition for me. The Conjuring.
That's a scary ass movie.
I love that movie. It was it got me back into watching scary movies again because of James Wan and the director. I mean, he's wrote a lot of other horror movies that kind of get you locked into the story.
Yeah.
And I've seen it. We saw it in the theater like two times, and then like DVDs, we watched it a numerous amount of times. And like, I got to thank my chick for that because she likes watching horror movies with me, which is fucking really cool because all my friends are just pussies and don't want to watch them.
Really?
Yeah, really. They don't know. It's like, I was begging my friends, let's go watch the, except for Rob, but like he's got his own stuff to deal with and the families and whatever. And yeah, I was like, yeah, come on, let's go watch this movie. And they're like, no, it's too scary. I don't get it. Insidious 1 and 2 also comes from like the Conjuring type of director and family writers and stuff. I like both movies. They're really good. House of a Thousand Corpses. Rob Zombie, Take a Bow. Pretty good movie.
I've seen a little bit of it, but the bald guy with like the beard and stuff, he grossed me out. I couldn't watch it anymore.
You talking about Captain Spaulding?
It was grossing. It was grossed me out.
Yep, you hated Captain Spaulding. Oh, my God. Okay, American Psycho,
the original.
Not Psycho. You're thinking of a Psycho. I'm thinking of American Psycho, with Christian Bale.
I don't know if I've seen that or not.
Did you watch any horror movies?
I watched the Halloween movies. No, I watched
it.
No, I'll get into the horror movies I watch when you're done with your 50 movie list.
Okay, all right. So last one is Return of the Living Dead. I remember my older brother had a friend that managed a movie theater where we lived at, and he let us sneak in and watch just all these like R-rated movies. And this was one of them. This was like my first horror movie I seen in a theater. And that's the reason why it's on my list, because it resonated with me.
Okay.
And it's kind of near and dear to my heart, you know. So, but basically, I could put a ton more on there, but this is just of it. Like when I was growing up, my parents were divorced, and so at an early age, like my dad had custody like every other weekend, and he would come pick me up and take me to the video store and pick out whatever you want to watch, and they would always be I would always do the horror stuff. And I knew it wasn't like that with other families because I go hang out with Timmy down the street and I'd pick some R-rated horror movie, and the dad's like, James, you know, we don't watch these movies rated R in the house. We watched PG. Yeah, okay?
Disney films, Peter Pan. Pick that out.
Yeah. And I was just like, okay.
You were like, hey, listen, okay. This is J-Rock. I'm having sex in sixth grade, damn it. I want to watch horror films.
And it's like, yeah, it's like fucking lame, dude. Like, really?
Right.
But yeah, I learned that lesson. You know, not every family was like that. So, yeah.
Okay. So my list is not as extensive as yours because I'm not like a big horror film buff, like movie buff. But like all the Halloween movies except for the third one, like that's horrible. I don't even know what direction they were going there. I'm like the first Halloween movie is just so good, like scary as shit. And but you know what movie like makes my skin crawl is 30 Days of Night. Have you seen that movie? And like the vampire things, like they have like their own language and stuff. It's like, ugh, that movie. If you haven't seen that movie, you need to see it. And then I watched this movie for the very first time. It's on Netflix. I think it's still on Netflix. The Autopsy of Jane Doe. Have you seen that?
No, that I haven't.
A legitimate scary movie. I don't want to give it away at all, but you will be scared watching that movie. I was nervous watching that movie. It was something else. So if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's really good.
I'll check it out.
Please do, because it's got some twists and turns in it, and people die. It's just nuts. Anyway,
well, that's what happens.
Yeah, I know, I know. Okay, do you want to go into some listeners? What they said?
Can you pull that up?
I got what movies scared the fuck out of you? Answers that we read on the pod. Our buddy Riley, Scream 2 as a kid, Hostel 2, almost just with the guy and the dog. Surprisingly, nothing jump scares me much. Maybe Sinister did. Or maybe Return to House of Haunted Hill. Both Vincent Price and the remake were excellent. Return was a sequel to the remake. Yeah, Riley, Scream 2. The Scream movies are really good.
Yeah. Yeah, the Screams
were. Yeah, they're were coming good. Out with Scream 5, too, actually. Kenny with the spooky pants. that's his ad. His ad is Dr. Disco 1408. He said that dickhead on Pinocchio turning into a donkey, that scared the fuh out of me as a kid, and from then on I didn't feel the need to smoke or drink at age 7. Well, good. That makes me happy. At NavU111 said, this probably won't mean much to you, but when I was 7 I watched a 1979 Bollywood film called Johnny Douchman, and it made me shit my pants because this lovely guy was the antagonist. It looks like a werewolf type guy, the picture. Our buddy Ducky, what is his at? Duck Bozard. The scene in the original, yeah, Ducky. The scene in the original version of The Omen, where the mom and Damien are driving through the animal park, and all the animals freak the fuck out, and the baboons start trying to attack the car. Fuck baboon, man. Fuck baboons. And I mean that would be scary, is seeing baboons go nuts.
You never seen The Omen?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think
probably so. Probably
not. You said something about Final Destination movies.
Yeah. Those did. You never seen those?
I've seen a couple of them, I think.
Yeah, like the second one screwed my head like a lot for like a month.
Well, and then another guy chimed in. Let me see here. I said, oh, some handsome guy said 30 Days a Night. Oh, that was me. Never mind. Rich _ strong _ heart said Paranormal Activity. The first one was really good. I'll give him that much. That was freaky.
Okay.
Did you watch Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
It was
what
okay.
What is that noise?
I guess it's some white noise.
Oh. I get it now. White noise. I get it.
Yeah. You ever seen that movie? That was a pretty wacky horror.
White noise.
Not horror. It was like more suspense.
Yeah. Where he talked to somebody from the death, from when they were dead, right?
I think it was a stunt.
Yeah, white noise. Yes. Was it Michael Keaton in that movie? Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go.
So we just heard some white noise. You got anyone you want to talk to from the side?
Sure. Let's talk to...
No, I mean, like, if someone's trying to talk to you right now, that's some white noise.
Right.
Okay, go on with your list.
Joel Justino at Joe Steele's 23, the original 1973 Exorcist. And J-Rock would, J-Rock would agree with that.
This is good.
I'll tell you what, I was in eighth grade when I first saw that movie, and I was at a just kid's birthday party, and it was just like a million kids, and like eighth graders my age, and like we were all like horny and shit, and like we didn't really care. We were just talking about chicks we wanted to bang, and only like we weren't banging in eighth grade, so it was kind of pointless. Anyway.
Was that what? Y'all watched The Exorcist?
Yeah,
about...
we put it on, but then we started talking about chicks we wanted to, like, finger and stuff, and, you know, goofy totally. Shit like that.
Oh, yeah, it would go something like this.
Hey, yeah, Susie looked really good with those pants yesterday. Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yes, exactly. Here's a lady that I haven't heard of, Ja Tweets, Georgia. I don't know who that is. The first movie I ever remember being super freaked out about was, when Samara crawled out of the TV in The Ring. That's weird that she knows her name, Samara. I would have never known that was the name of the girl that crawled out of the TV.
I just thought it was, I never knew her name either.
Georgia heard. Some of her thirst picks this week has been like, holy shit. You know what I'm talking about? Like, hi, Georgia. Hi. How you doing? You know what I mean?
Keep it in your pants.
I'm keeping it in my pants. I'm just complimenting her. All right.
You're like, oh, God. Jeez. Wowie, wowie! Is that what your boy the Fiend does? Wowie,
yes.
Zowies.
That's exactly what he does.
Yeah.
Okay.
If the Fiend made a horror movie, that would be like your top horror movie of all time, probably. Right?
Oh, the Fiend is so good, so good. Like it would be psychological and scary. You're crappy. Anyway. At Chris Bader 316 says The Strangers, and I agree with that movie. That movie is scary and creepy and all that good stuff.
I haven't seen that. I might need to check.
Yeah, you
that
need
out.
To. Okay. Our friend Mariana Z chimes in. I haven't heard of her from a long time. 13 Ghosts in Darkness Falls. OMG, fucked me up. Oh, my God. Captain, you are so hot. Oh, thanks, Mariana. That's really nice of you. And J-Rock isn't so hot. Oh, thanks, Mariana. Like, you didn't have to be mean to J-Rock like that, but I get it. Okay.
Truth hurts,
she
I guess,
didn't
right?
That, but maybe she thought it. 13 Ghosts, I went to the theaters to see that years ago. It's hard...
That, yeah, I think I did too as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I like it. I don't remember being scared to death about it, but it's a good movie. Let me see here.
No one's mentioned
no one.
Freddy.
Darkness Falls is a good scary movie. Yeah. Math, Mark are big winner today.
Today.
Saw 5 scared him, and I don't think I've seen Saw 5. It must have been scary. I believe him because the dude sees demons when he closes his eyes. So if that scares him, something's scaring him. And that Lodi Dodi 17 kids with a smiley face. Is that a movie or is that just him being funny because he has kids?
No, that was like a scared straight movie in the 90s about AIDS and the spread of it with these kids just having sex with everybody.
Oh, that sounds like a rock and roll time. All right.
Oh, it was it scared me for a little bit, bro. Like it wasn't Psycho, yeah. But it was close. Wear your condoms.
Safe sex is right. I remember when like the AIDS thing was like a huge thing, and like I was so scared of getting AIDS, but I was like not having sex, but I was like scared of getting AIDS.
Don't have to worry about that problem.
Yeah, me. Right. I'm like, this virgin dude is scared of getting AIDS.
We get a virgin nerd scared of getting AIDS and not right. having sex.
All right.
Fucking virgin nerd.
Okay. So is our guest on yet? Okay. So
yes.
Here's the thing. We have booked a very special guest that not too many podcasts can get. The one of the most famous scary music videos in the history of music videos, one of the best music videos in the history of music videos, not never mind scariest, was done by Michael Jackson in Thriller. Would you agree with me, J-Rock?
That's one of the top ones.
Is the top one.
That was, it's definitely, we're going to be counting these down and
yeah,
he's up there.
We have booked none other than the Michael Jackson.
Hey guys.
Michael Jackson, how are you?
Hey guys, it's been a long time since I've been on your show. I think maybe it was like maybe 5 months, but how are you guys?
We're pretty good.
Good.
Can't complain. How are you?
Well, I'm still trying to further my wrestling career and still doing like the same thing. But it's good to be back on the show. I know my agent was saying that you guys wanted to talk about the video.
Yeah, Thriller, yeah. Of course.
Well, it's kind of maybe like a little bit of a bad time because I'm going to make this fast because actually I'm hanging out with Arnold Schwarzenegger right now.
You hang on. How's this triple bypass going?
Would you like to be on the show, Arnold?
Yes, I'll be on the show. Yes, this is Arnold. I'm just here visiting Michael. I'm in South America. Since I want to say hello to you guys on the show.
Hello there.
Don't intimidate me. I hear it on the streets every day.
What kind of candy do you like on Halloween, Arnold?
I do the same thing every year. I think this year I'm going to be the Incredible Hulk. So,
I figured your favorite candy, Halloween candy, would be like Fifth Avenue.
Not trying to patronize me. I just here visiting my friend Michael, and I just say a lot. I'm just going to say a lot.
Fifth Avenue, payday, some swastikas.
Don't patronize me.
Yeah, he turned into Arnold. He turned into Arnold. Like, he's got Arnold near
Listen,
him.
Isn't it funny that I hear that Michael's when you called to talk to him, he wanted me actually to be in the video in 1984. Who was the director, Michael?
It was Jack Landis. Remember we did it at the Palace Theater in L.A.?
Yes, because I was in L.A. when you... When they called me to, but I'm really sorry I couldn't partake in the video. But I don't want to take over your interview, Michael.
Oh, it's okay, Arnold. But yeah, what would you guys like to know about the Thriller video?
Just what gave you the inspiration to do that song and well, to do the video? How did it come about?
Actually, I was in Paris with, and I was visiting Cindy Lauper, and we went to see the movie Werewolves of London, and that's kind of where I got the inspiration to want to do the video. And then we got Vincent Price to, you know, he did like The Boys, you know.
Well, he did the voiceover on the
actual song. Yes, he's so great to work with, and he was involved in the project. And we got funding from like Walter Yadkinov. He was we called him, and he was willing to put up the money, and Jeffrey Epstein and his brother, they were all alive. I think they were all at a party, and they thought the video was a good idea. So we got funding from all those guys, and like I said, it was shot at the Palace Theater there in Los Angeles.
So was Thriller about a woman? Or was that about the first time you had sex, or was it just a thriller? It's like everything's just a thriller. Like, what was the concept behind it?
No, it's just a really wacky way of looking at love. But you know, because just us, you know, all the Ray was the girls. He was like my girlfriend, and like it was just a weird way to show that I loved her, that I got all my friends to dance and come back from the dead to show her my love. Actually, Arnold, I'd never described it this way.
Yeah, it's a very weird way to describe it, Michael.
But yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun, and of course everybody loved it, you know. We won many awards, like the MTV award, you know, the song won a Grammy, and then we won an Oscar for the video. So it was a lot of fun.
But Michael, like, you're dead, and it's amazing that you're on the show, but did you ever have sex with Priscilla? Your wife, your ex-wife.
Listen, I think the last time you were on the show, you said, I don't
know. Yeah, I know. I need to know.
Well, of course I did. She was my wife.
Okay.
I mean, you can have sex through a fax machine, you know.
What? No, you cannot.
I had a lot of money. There was ways.
Michael, tell him that you boned her every night.
Yes. So when you were going through the music video Thriller, did you ever get scared yourself?
Well, I gotta admit, when they first started everything, you know, there was like pre-production, and I was like still doing shows, and they told me that, hey, you want to come over and see what we're doing? And I walked in, I was just blown away by everybody. For like a few minutes, I was like really nervous, you know, probably because I didn't know the dance moves, and all these people were dressed up. So, they were all great people, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, so you did not get scared?
No, maybe for a little. Everyone was very professional.
You know what? Like when you like at the end of the music video, when you like turn your face and like the eyes are like ha 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 ha. I was like, how could Michael Jackson turn heel like that? How is he a monster now?
Yeah, listen, a lot of the things that they came up in the video, like I didn't really understand it, but they kept like surprising me every day. Remember, I was just a kid, like a kid in the candy store. Other things, you know, I was really good at getting down the dance moves, and it just we just worked hard, and like I was never scared, and but I really didn't think the video would be like crazy worldwide.
Oh, it got crazier worldwide. Was like when there was like zombie chicks and stuff like that. Like, were there any like women on the show?
I liked all the zombie chicks.
Yes, the zombie chicks. Was there any like women? Like, did you ever hook up with any of those women that were playing the zombie chicks, or was that just like totally professional?
Oh no, just strictly professional. I mean, like I'm Michael Jackson. I can't trust anybody. I mean, they're just paid. We called a union, and we got a bunch of dancers.
I gotcha. J-Rock, you still there, my friend?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, right. J-Rock.
Are you?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
You're awful quiet.
Who is this J-Rock?
I'm just listening to the story.
antagonize me trying to talk like me.
I fucking hate you, Arnold.
Why is Arnold on here? I don't know.
Listen, Arnold's been sitting here drinking Chardonnay like for 2 hours. Stop it. He's going to drink all of it.
You don't worry about it. I've seen you some more. I've seen you like 25 cases, Michael. I've seen you like 25 cases. And I will leave and then I'll be back.
But was this before Macaulay Culkin was born?
It's so hard to hang out with Arnold because that's all he wants to say. So I'll be back. You stop. It's been so long. Get a new one.
I know. So did you ever, like when you were laying in bed with Macaulay Culkin, did you ever watch Thriller?
Oh yes, everybody loved the video and everybody has all the same questions as you do. And was I scared or was it really hard to learn all the dances? But we would watch it and add cookies and milk. And I had thousands of kids in my bed and we always would like watch Thriller and Smokey and the Bandit and stuff like that.
Smokey and the Bandit. That's actually a great movie, by the way, Michael Jackson. Anyway,
I know you weren't probably expecting that.
No, I was not expecting that.
I'm good friends with Sally Field, and I just love her.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds is dead, isn't he? Do you see Burt Reynolds?
I just saw him a few days ago, maybe like a month ago.
Oh, I saw him in person one time at a football game. Anyway. So you did Thriller. It was a huge success. And then you went on your career to do Billie Jean, right? And what song did you like better, Thriller or Billie Jean? Because I feel like they're equally as popular.
Well, see, the funny thing about my songs, they would bring me these songs with these lyrics, and they would be like really morbid things, like kids getting pregnant and like weird things, but we would write the song and like the people don't even really know that I was singing about all this really weird stuff. And I was like reading the lyrics to Billie Jean and I'm like, oh my God, this is really weird. But that was probably my favorite song. And that was right around the time that I was really, really good friends with Tina Turner. And like everybody thought I was having sex with Tina Turner too, But I tried one time, but he kind of got me. He beat me down.
Tina Turner had nice legs. I mean, if you tried to have sex with her, I don't blame you. Her legs were nice.
Yeah, see, I boned a lot of women. Nobody ever really believes it. I'm 6'2", and you know what that means? I've got a really good, really big member. I know everybody. Nobody believes that.
No.
That's not what the kids say when they were doing the investigations. Oh, but no.
Listen, J-Rod, there was a lot of money involved. And if somebody was going to pay you like millions of dollars, you would imagine that you've saw some things too.
Hey, what do you give the kids for Halloween when they come to your house? Besides Jesus juice. And plus, I heard Billie Jean was originally called Willie.
That's not true at all. And like, listen, I never gave my kids Jesus juice. I mean, listen, it might have been like some like gummies laced with THC or something, but I never was there any Jesus juice, never ever. And you're wanting to insinuate that I did all these bad things with all these little boys. I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting to see little boys naked as long as don't touch them. I didn't touch them.
That's not Michael.
We do not endorse that last comment at all.
No, Michael. No, that's not true.
Michael, even in the afterlife, you're talking about naked boys, dude. Give it a rest.
Yeah, nothing happened, and there's nothing wrong with just watching them and playing with them. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, listen, there's this guy
playing. Are you saying praying or playing?
Playing, and then like this guy Jeffrey Epstein, he did like a lot worse. They want to put me in the same category as him, but never ever would I want to be in the same category. I mean, I had the planes and the jets and the houses, but it was all in good fun. I never took advantage of anybody.
It's never good fun. Come on, you, like it's comparing Jeffrey Dahmer to Ted Bundy. You're still doing fucked up shit.
No, it never was. I will have this argument till the day that I die.
Oh, you did die. That's the thing
about it. No, everybody thinks
you are dead, and you're still arguing about seeing little boys. Let it go.
I'm going to be here to break this. Now, there's a certain part of the world. It's almost like the next level of existence. But Tupac is alive. Jim Morrison's alive, and we all communicate. We're like in this whole subtext of culture that we've lived our lives, and we pay people, and it costs us a lot of money. But
it's called the afterlife.
Morrison at certain places around the globe. Like I just saw Jim Morrison like maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
So what I'm saying is he didn't die. I mean, I really probably shouldn't divulge this type of information, but you know, we have help from the Illuminati and things like that.
The Illuminati.
Yeah. Yeah, Illuminati's got good pizza from what I heard.
That's a really funny joke. Listen, there's a lot of things I don't really need to talk about, but I probably said a little too much.
You're damn right you said too much, Mike. So, talk about this.
Yeah, so we're gonna move on for the other list of the music videos and songs. You ready to do that?
Michael, I can't thank you enough for being on. I mean,
I know, but that was like last time. J-Rock was trying to say that I did bad things, and it didn't, J-Rock. No.
No. Complete angel. Angel is Michael Jackson.
I'm trying to explain it to you again. But these kids were sick, and they wanted to feel love, and they had never been able to play on playgrounds, and I didn't either, because I was always performing. And that's the only thing I was doing.
Right.
Sure thing, right. Mike. Sure thing. Let's go on to these lists right here where the other listeners have, okay?
Okay. All right. So are we going to go on to the music videos?
Yeah, go ahead. That's probably... Yes, sir. You're going to name the video, and I'll really just kind of name it how I feel when I see the video.
Okay, Derek, do you have the music videos?
Yeah, I have. I got mine. We had like a whole thread of stuff.
Oh, you guys, there's so many. Just pick any one. And like I said, they're all special to me in the same way. But I'm just gonna give you like one word that kind of like describes my feeling about that video.
Okay, so I have my top videos are Dig Up Her Bones by the Misfits.
That makes me very sad.
Makes you sad.
Yeah. Slipknot, the devil and I. Behemoth, Blow Your Trumpets, Gabriel.
That really wants me to like get out like my guns and just like target practice.
Slayer, now, Seasons in the Abyss.
That song kind of makes me want to like get my driver and go down to Santa Monica Boulevard and pick up a hooker and like take her back to my house and like having like a birthday party going on and like throw like a really surprise birthday party for a hooker, and then we take her back to Santa Monica and we get let her out of the car.
Okay. All right. Is there
The
any
Cure,
snippets
Lullaby,
you want me to play a
pretty creepy
or no?
Video itself.
No.
Okay. No. Right. I mean, probably not.
I'm sorry, J. Rock. What was the song that you
Avatar,
were saying, J. Rock?
The Cure, Lullaby.
That song kind of reminds me when Brooke Shields tried to give me a blowjob in Cozumel.
I don't believe that.
He just kind of got really freaked out because you know I have that skin disease, and like actually on my penis, like on the top, it's like perfectly shaped like the state of Florida. And she was really freaked out.
Okay.
Yeah, the video is kind of creepy.
I had to have my penis recircumcised too.
No one's talking about your penis right now.
Well, you were asking me about the song and it reminded me of Brooke Shields.
Remind me of Brooke Shields.
And that moment that we had in Cozumel.
In Cozumel. All right, keep going, J-Rock.
All right. Avatar King's okay. Harvest. It's a pretty... What do you mean, God? That song is awesome. The video is awesome. All their videos have been, like, creative.
Okay.
Pretty cool to watch, actually. Thunder Kiss 65. You don't know Avatar, Michael.
Oh, you're talking about Michael Jackson. Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Thunder Kiss 65 by White Zombie.
Yeah, familiar. Actually, we were talking about covering that song one time. I really was. I was gonna do my own spin on it.
Dope Hat by Marilyn Manson. Sweet Dreams, also by Marilyn Manson.
I'll tell you a story about Marilyn Manson. We were at this kind of like party in Hollywood, and they were like, "Oh, Marilyn Manson's him. He's upstairs." And we kind of go upstairs, and we open the door, and there's Marilyn Manson, like he's naked, and a gerbil just pops out of his asshole.
No, he didn't. No.
Okay. I don't really know what was going on. Like, I was really freaked out, and they just told me that the gerbil was cold, so I thought he was helping it.
Okay, so
that's Dracula, a great. I've actually seen Zombie. That one. So yes.
Oh, that's my driving song. I like to get on the 101 and just put the pedal through the metal, and that's definitely one of my driving songs.
Yeah. You got any more, J-Rock?
Thriller.
Michael, you know.
Well, I got two more. I got Thriller.
Come out of that season.
That we.
I'm so sorry. I got something stuck in my throat, guys. What's the next one? Maybe it's just a couple.
Typo negative. Black number one is my number one.
Never seen it. Hope Michael Jackson doesn't die again.
You're missing out.
Okay, there was one. The only one I could.
Go away from the mic if you're coughing up a lung, Michael. Jesus Christ! I will cough right in front.
The only one I could think of was that there was that Marilyn Manson one that I couldn't think of the name, and then you sent me it. What was the name of that, J-Rock? Do you remember? Man That You Fear. Oh my God. I had to change the channel. I was so freaked out. Like, he's just walking down like a desert. Like, Michael Jackson is literally dying again. This is an exclusive on the Mega Power Hour.
Michael, handle your fucking shit, dude.
God.
Handle your shit, Michael. Jeez. I'm dead.
At Hog Hunters, he said Inbred Evil by Boondocks and Bloodletting by Boondocks. Ugh.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Neither am I, and I'm glad I'm not. Ducky said Closer by Nine Inch Nails. That's a great song. I don't know if I've ever seen the music video, though. Have you seen a music video, J-Rock? I'm sure you have. Okay.
Of course. You didn't live in the 90s unless, like, you're messing around with a goth chick and you're in her room with a black light and fucking incense and shit, and that song is playing.
Bro, I barely had sex in the 90s. Barely. Exactly. I was very, very disappointed.
How old are you, Captain?
What?
How old are you, Captain?
Oh, I just turned 39. Thanks for asking.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. And Ducky said, "Mbop by Hanson scared me for life." I remember seeing that video. That's pretty funny. Jason Black at DaBayrz, DaBayrz, "Steal My Sunshine" by Len for me. I'm not familiar with that.
The "Steal My Sunshine" song. Oh, okay. That was like a happy, upbeat song.
Riley 89, "Oomph," "Labyrinth," the one that kind of got me. There's more, but not remembering them. Hog Hunter again says "Qwerty" by Mushroom Head. You guys have been going back and forth about Mushroom Head. I'm not familiar with them.
Of course not, because you live.
I'm not familiar either. I've heard of the band, but I've never. I'm not familiar.
Mushroom Head and Slipknot kind of came out around about the same time, and they were like around the same area.
That's a terrible name.
So, yeah, like, what's the name of the penis, you know, called the penis mushroom.
Anyway.
But they wore masks and stuff, just like Slipknot. They've been around for a long time too.
Does she really?
My chick loves Mushroom Head, so we watch quite a few of their videos on YouTube and stuff. They've had like four or five singers. They've had double singers in the band. And I think now they have a chick now and another dude. So yeah, and their videos are kind of sick. So I'll give them credit for that.
The ultimate Moyer. I don't know why he said this, but it's funny. He always thought Goldust interest music was awesome. It's like, okay.
I don't remember that.
I mean, it is. It's good. Maybe he thought it was creepy. I don't know, but I can think of it. But and then our friend Georgia tweets the kill by 30 Seconds to Mars pays homage to The Shining, and it's super cool.
Yeah, right. It's a really good song.
Daniel Reyes at D_Reyes26, the sacrilegious scorn by Demur Borger, supposed to be scary, but makes me laugh.
Demir Burger.
Mario Isabel, number one has to be Thriller by Michael Jackson. There you go, buddy.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah, and Lodi Dodi 17, Tool by Shizum. And at Aaron Crying says Indian Thriller. I don't know what that is. Okay. And then at Aaron
Crying, look it up. Red it's pretty funny.
And all girly, ma. I don't know. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So that was the music videos. Well, that was a
what
thing.
What about
that,
you?
Like, there was that Marilyn Manson video and. I mean, that was like the only
That's
one that
it?
Really scared me. I never really watched like the death metal music videos and stuff.
Well, wasn't like it's not scary.
I was scared.
Also, like one.
I was scared. Yes, I was scared of Marilyn Manson.
Scared about Marilyn Manson, really.
But now I have a T-shirt of his. So. I know.
I guess maybe the
band that kind of scared me, and I met them at like an award show, was Mudvayne, but they're really nice guys.
Mudvayne.
Oh yeah, so like Mudvayne, the Mushroom Head, and Slipknot are all from like they all came out about the same time. They're all from the Midwest.
Yeah, right.
So they all kind of know each other.
So anyway, have we said it all, J-Rock?
I think we've done it all. I think you have some.
Yes, the only one, the Halloween Havoc match is Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero, and that horrible one, Ultimate Warrior versus Hulk Hogan.
Hogan versus Sting.
Yeah, but if anybody hasn't seen, I think it was Halloween Havoc, like 96 or 97, Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero is one of the best wrestling matches I have ever seen. So if you're listening to this, please check it out because it is amazing.
Yeah. Mysterio's really nice. He's a really nice guy. And listen, guys, now that you guys are back on wrestling, which is what really I need to be on the show talking about. Listen, I you guys got to keep talking about me. I've got to get in America and just try to get my name out there. And
we will. We will not stop until you get to America and become the WWE champion. We will not stop, Michael. I promise you.
And you guys still, like, you promised me that you guys would be at, like, my first match?
Yes, we will. We'll be.
If they allow fans, like, a lot of fans, then yeah, sure.
And listen, I talked to Donald, and he said the whole COVID thing is going away pretty soon.
So. Okay. Well, good deal. We'll definitely be there, front row, with your t-shirts on and everything.
Listen. Yep. I love you guys' show.
Yep.
And thank you for letting me come on again. And bless you and good luck in 2021.
Thank you, buddy. We'll see you. We will talk to you soon.
Listen, I think Arnold wants to say bye bye to you guys.
Hello, you guys. Thank you for letting me be on your show. And you guys have a good 2021 too. I got lots of good movies coming out. And I want to say everybody that be fighter, the Quran is going to go away. And everybody continue to be safe. And me and Michael are going to continue to down another bottle of Chardonnay.
All right, Arnold. Thank you so much.
Peace okay. out.
All right.
Bye. All right, J-Rock. Well, I think we had a wonderful Halloween Madness show. We had the ghost of Michael Jackson on, and for some reason, Arnold Schwarzenegger was on. I don't know. But
yeah, there was a story behind that somehow.
The app cut out a couple times on me. Yep.
I guess it got lost in the sauce, brother.
Another great show in the books. I hope everybody enjoyed the show, and we'll be back in a couple weeks. It's going to be close to Thanksgiving by the next time we're back.
Get a t-shirt because it's...
Yes, and congratulations to Mark, who was the only caller in, and he won the t-shirt. People are going to think shit's rigged, but I swear to God it's not. I pulled his name out, and there we go. So, anyway, J-Rock, you have a wonderful night, and we'll be talking in a couple weeks. All right. Have a good night, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.